The last time Uni hacked his way through this jungle mountain trail, he was under fire and on the run from his own government. 3 years after the end of that bloody conflict, he finds himself pausing on the steep mountain slope, waiting for a handful of winded tourists to catch up. Uni was a foot soldier in a guerrilla independence movement called GAM. He describes a fierce battle to the curious group of foreigners.
Itu yang paling lama yang saya alami kontak tu. Waktu hari itu saya ada di situ. Waktu masih subuh kan, jam 6 pagi.
He says in this spot he was pinned down for hours and it was the longest combat with the enemy he ever experienced. He says the firefight started before dawn and lasted until the afternoon. Uni and his brother Don are part of the last generation to fight a brutal civil war spanning 3 decades as Achenese fought for independence from the rest of the country. The mountaineering and survival skills that once helped them outmaneuver the Indonesian army now come in handy as they march tourists into the same jungle. The customers are mostly foreign aid workers who live in the provincial capital of Banda Aceh. They pay for treks into the wilderness that was until recently off limits to travelers because of the conflict. In December 2004, a massive tsunami scoured nearby shores and changed everything. A few months later, the rebels and the Indonesian government, both eager to focus on rebuilding from the disaster, signed a peace deal. But thousands of ex-combatants were left with few skills to earn a peacetime living. Reconstruction temporarily pumped millions of aid dollars into the local economy, but as the aid money dried up, jobs became even harder to find. So Don is grateful for the opportunity he has now.
Pekerjaannya nggak ada. Merasa bangga, sebab kan ini gimana? Kalau orang itu ramai orang yang tanya, bawa ikut saya lah.
He says it is very difficult to find a job in Aceh at the moment, and he is proud to work as a tour guide. He says the salary is good, and all he has to do is take tourists up a mountain. Mendel Poles, a Dutch citizen, is the founder of Aceh Explorer Adventure Tours. He says it has been hard to get other investors involved, and in light of the bloody history of the conflict, there has been little response from international aid organizations.
They just left, and they said that it was a crazy idea. Some NGOs, they consider former GAM rebels as former killers. The fact that my majority of my guides are former GAM rebels practically disqualifies me from receiving aid.
But Paul says business is steady in spite of the lack of outside support. The company has more than 20 guides and runs day trips into the jungle nearly every week.
I'm aware of the fact that all of my GAM guides, they have done things during the conflict that we would absolutely reject. I'm sure they have killed people, they have shot soldiers. I'm sure that some of them may have intimidated locals, perhaps even stolen food or money. But yeah, you know, you have to start somewhere to start over again.
Okay guys, please don't step on the barbed wire.
Out on the trail, the group reaches a small cave once used as a rebel lookout. Cooking pots and water bottles are still stashed around the camp. Not far away, a single Indonesian army boot serves as a reminder of the violence. One Norwegian on the tour, Helena Tiedemann, says she found it haunting to visit rebel hideouts.
Hard to imagine what they've been through. Being with these guides telling us the stories and, you know, it's kind of a mix of feelings. Because it's, you know, for me it's an adventure to see this, but at the same time, it's also, you know, a really brutal history, so...
Uni says it is not easy to revisit the battlegrounds where he lost friends, or the camps where the rebels endured harsh conditions away from their families. He says sometimes he thinks about what he went through when they were hiding in the forest, like the hunger and the fear. The memories are bitter and sweet, he says, and it can be difficult to talk about those times with his wife. Asked if he feels uncomfortable giving away his hiding spots to tourists, Uni looks at his brother. With a nervous laugh, he explains that they are keeping plenty of hiding places deeper in the jungle, just in case they ever need them again. Chad Bouchard, for VOA News, Jakarta.